This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Caltrans has temporarily closed down Highway 101 near Piercy and at the site of the slide that closed the freeway for several weeks this past winter. Traffic is being detoured onto State Route 271 and the road closure will remain in place through at least Saturday. Motorists can expect traffic narrowed down to one lane in each direction through the winter months as work crews continue to address the hillside that spilled onto the roadway. Caltrans has also announced that Highway 36 is no longer subject to 8-hour closures now that a federal highway improvement project has been suspended for the winter. Motorists will still encounter 15 to 30-minute delays, and one-way controlled traffic is in place at the construction site, but regular closures won't occur again until the spring construction season. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office began selling pink hats on October 1st in an effort to raise money and awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yesterday, Sheriff Billy Hansel and staff turned over a check for $1,500 to the Breast Health Project, and the Deputy Sheriff's Organization donated an additional $2,500 as well. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a K Street apartment in Arcata on Monday and confiscated cocaine, mushrooms, ecstasy, nitrous oxide, and a pound of bud. Agents arrested 21-year-old Sarah Arnold, 27-year-old Jorge King, and 21-year-old Gabe Ramonez. All three were booked into county jail on drug possession and distribution charges. Agents also confiscated more than $6,900 in cash. Agents with the County Drug Task Force spotted a man who was the target of a search warrant driving on Highway 101 early Saturday morning. The car was pulled over, and a search turned up a quarter pound of meth. 25-year-old Jose Trujillo and 37-year-old Ricardo Avalos were both arrested. A search of a motel room in Fortuna connected with Trio was conducted as well, and evidence of drug sales activity was found. The County Department of Environmental Health is ready to wrap up the local area management plan for the county wastewater treatment regulations and is expected to be adopted by the Board of Supervisors at next week's meeting. Once the board signs off on the plan, it will go to the North Coast Water Quality Control Board for final approval. The plan outlines changes to portions of the county code as it relates to wastewater and sewage management. The Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report for 14-year-old Eureka boy Jesus Tejeda, who was last seen being dropped off at Eureka High School this past Friday. Tejeda is a Hispanic male who also goes by the nickname Chewy. He's 5'9", weighs 170 pounds, and has thick brown hair. Anyone with information about Tejeda is asked to contact authorities. For the second time in 6 years, the Humboldt State football team will be featured on national television. The Jacks host GNAC leader Central Washington on Saturday, November 11th, a game that will determine the conference champion. The game will air on ESPN3. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.